Hello and welcome back to That Haunted Show. It has been a long time. It has been too long. With the move and everything and then setting up my little office setup, which still isn't really done. It's kind of set up. I've got, my PC is balancing on a shelf. I'm not really liking it too much, but it looks pretty sick. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I'm like transforming this house into like a little smart house so I can literally control everything from my phone and not even have to move. It is fucking perfect. But enough about me. I hope you guys are doing really well. It has been far too long. I think the last episode, in fact, I don't even know when the last episode even came out. Should we have a little look? Because I haven't even got a clue. I can't even remember how to get onto it. Where are we? Let's have a look at Apple Podcasts. July the 18th, from what are we? 28th of August, fuck. Yeah, it definitely has been a while. Shit, I am sorry about that. It took me a lot longer than I thought it would be. Plus, I'm just super fussy and anal about having things neat and this little desktop area. Really, I've made it myself and it just wasn't perfect. And there's still a few little things are bugging me, but screw it. You know, you've just got to get on with it. And yeah, I had to. If you have stuck around for all this time, I have not even been posting on the Instagram, so apologies for that. I have been on the stories though, so that's been not too bad. And I've been speaking to a few of you, so hopefully you haven't lost interest in the show completely, but if you have, it's fine. It's fine. So today we are going to be looking at shadow people. Now, I basically, I won't lie. I was trying to come up with a decent lie, but then I thought, nah, you guys aren't going to believe any of this. I left this to the last minute again. I'd been so hyped to return, but to actually do it, I was like, ah, I got plenty of time, and now it's Saturday, and I'm like, oh shit, I said I'd put an episode out Sunday. But hey, we'll do it. Somehow. So yeah, this episode is going to be on shadow people. I found a few really interesting stories, which hopefully you guys like, because I think they're going to be good, you know. I think they've got some serious potential. I hope. I hope. Yeah, I've kind of, as usual, pre-read, like skimred. Fucking hell. Anyone know Skindred? They're pretty sick. I have skim-read some of these stories just so they're not fucking awful. I don't know too much about them, so it's going to be a bit more accurate. And bear with me one sec, I need to reposition my mic. Right, I think that's a bit better. I had to just kind of reposition a bit here. I've got a monitor stand now, so I can let you pull this shit out and drag it anywhere. It's fucking awesome. I'm finally in the 21st fucking century here. But let's get on with... Actually, before I say let's get on with it, I've been out of touch for so long that I don't even know how to fucking do this shit anymore. What did I even used to say? We are That Haunted Show on Instagram. If you want to get in contact, we are thathauntedshow@gmail.com. Feel free to get in contact at any time. If you've got any spooky stories, that would be really fun to do. Or if you want to be on the show, just let me know. Either hit me up on Instagram or send me an email. I'm pretty fucking flexible, and now we've finally got our own space, got my own office, which is fucking sick. We can sort something out. And hopefully, I'm looking to do some more visuals and kind of videos. Now we've got the... that's it. I knew I was going somewhere. Now we've got the YouTube set up. I haven't uploaded there for fuck knows how long, but that will resume again. Now I've finally got decent internet speed as well, which is just the fucking tip of the iceberg. Things are about to get spicy over here. I know there was some more shit that I needed to say, but I have completely forgotten it, so don't blame me. Anyway, I am going to get on with the story because it's been far too long of me rambling on about just nonsensical bollocks. Nonsensical, that's a nice word. I like it. Right, let's get on with it, shall we? This first story is by username Maria2020. Where to begin? I've always been seeing dark figures or shadow people for many years. It started first of all before someone passed away, or after. I've moved from 3 homes and have seen them in each one. Every home I move into is trouble with electronics. I get teased by family and friends for being an electrical nightmare. Could it be the presence of these dark beings that have seemed to attach themselves to my life for over 20 years? I don't know. Once, in my old home, a knife flew off the kitchen counter towards my infant godson. In that house, I had heard footsteps during the night and had recurring nightmares. I moved home and this evil entity seems to have stayed put, thankfully. But that is good. That means it's probably not an attachment. Thank God. So far, so good. You're doing pretty lucky. Back to the shadow people who have no longer gone away. Ah. We were lucky for about a sentence. They used to only be shadowy figures I could see from the corner of my eye. Now they stay for longer periods of time just watching. I always know where they are, as I can feel their presence nearby, mentally and physically. Recently he appeared just a few feet away from my kitchen door. I saw him from the side of my eye and turned round, and he was standing there. I felt the figure's emotions like it was sad, and its head just tilted at me. However, I could not see any face. Another time, which was also recent, I was making tea in my kitchen, and I had seen him run across the room. Then he stood behind me, just a few feet away. The hairs on my neck stood up. It was really cold, and I got goosebumps. The point is, how can I speak to these beings to find out their purpose? It's been going on for years, and I would like to know who they are and what they need or want from me. If they need any help, I'm willing to help them cross over. Any advice would be great, as I'm afraid to tell my friends and family in case I get signed in. I am a psychology graduate and have looked into sleep paralysis, and I have experienced it once, I think. But it was in that home with the evil entity I mentioned earlier. Now, that's just a real common experience with sleep paralysis, that you see the hag that kind of sits on your chest and stuff like that. It's pretty creepy, or you kind of see things out the corner of your eye and you can't move, and it's like this darkness approaching you, which is pretty fucking scary. Anyway, yeah, you definitely look into it. I mean, like, if you can help these things, I do believe it can make things better, and you might stop experiencing all these kind of things. Personally, I wouldn't know where to start, but I know a lot of people who probably could help you, which, yeah. Personally, I am a fucking disaster, but I know some serious people out there who are 10 times better than me. I know you could do a lot of cleansing. Like, when I brought this house, I got the fucking sage out and was saging all over the place. It was beautiful. Also, there's a comment here. Have you heard about sliders or electric people? Well, sliders are on my feet right now, and electric people? Electricians? I don't fucking know. In my opinion, based on the information provided by your narrative, you may not be a psychic, as the shadows might be earthbound spirits trying to get your attention. Although you don't seem to be afraid of them, I would suggest you learn ways to protect yourself and before communicating with them, in case you come across a nasty one. Yeah, fuck that. Imagine trying to help and it's like some ghost of a serial killer or like some fucking pedophile or some shit who just wants to like perv on you. What the fuck? Have you tried to talk to the shadows, telling them something like, I'm aware of your presence and it's time for you to move to the light? I mean, like, so many times where you've kind of heard noises in the night. And like, this has happened to me loads. Like, I've heard noises and I've wanted to be like, hello, is that you? Go back to whence you came. But you sound like a fucking penis if you start talking out to these things, right? I don't know if it's just me just being a fucking div. But you don't want to do that. So I don't think there needs to be a verbal communication with this. I don't think you need to be like, let me help you, spirits. I should guide you into the light. I think if you have that intention, I think they can kind of understand that. Like, they can't communicate with words usually. I know you get a lot of electronic voice phenomena, which is like EVP for everyone else. All you professionals out there. But yeah, I don't think you need to have a verbal conversation with these types of spirits. I just really don't. That's a little theory I'm working on. Some kind of telepathic thing would be pretty fucking good. I think, anyway. Anyway, let's move to the next story, shall we? Because I don't know where that was going anymore. So this is by Unforgiven One. And it's coming out of Norway. Oh, nice. I don't think we've had a story from Norway yet. Story from Norway. Fuck. I can't even speak. Jesus Christ. It's the weekend. I've had a few ciders. I'm fucked. I don't drink. I've been a fan of this site for a long time, but I've never taken time to write about my own experiences. I have a little free time right now, so I thought I'd finally share. This is not a scary ghost story. Should we skip it? Fuck. Just a strange experience that happened to me. A few years ago, when I was around 6 months pregnant, I was sleeping in bed with my husband and our cat. Anyone else have the joys of a cat who jumps on the fucking bed in the middle of the night? It's beautiful. And not fucking freaky at all. Also, we've just kind of adopted a new little friend for our cat pumpkin. His name's Smokey, and you may have seen pictures on the Instagram. I don't know if I've posted pictures of him yet. He's an all black cat and he looks like a fucking majestic beast. And he's fucking huge. Well, pumpkin's tiny, I just can't figure it out. But yes, we have another cat, which is fucking cool. So that's another cat that jumps on the bed in the middle of the night, freaks me the fuck out, and I think the covers are moving, but it's just them getting comfy. Great. We live in Norway, and in the summertime, the sun doesn't go all the way... What? The sun doesn't go down? Is that legit? Or is that like saying it just gets dark at like 1 in the morning? Does the sun not go down? Fuck it. Anyone from Norway here? Let me know. Fact check this. So although it was in the middle of the night or early morning, not exactly sure as I didn't check the time, it wasn't completely dark in our bedroom. I woke up from sleep because I felt my husband standing at his side of the bed, which is not unusual because he wakes up early to get ready to go to work, but he never just stands there until I wake up. Anyway, I watched him, a dark shadow shaped as a man, move from his side of the bed and walk over to where the dresser is near the foot of the bed. Since it was dark in our room, but not pitch black, I could see the shadow and realized very quickly that it was not my husband. It was a man, but not the build of my husband. The shadow man was tall and thin. My husband is big, like a bodybuilder, but not as tall. Alright, just flexing there, I see how it is. We get it, you're fucking married, right? I looked over to my right and my husband was there, sleeping. I looked back at where the shadow was standing at the foot of the bed, and at that very moment, the shadow made a startling, jerking movement. Shoulders went up and my arms kind of flailed like it was surprised that I saw him and startled. Immediately, the shadow quickly disappeared into the wall behind it, more like quickly evaporated. This shadow man had no features, just looked like a regular shadow you would see yourself on the pavement during a sunny day. It all happened just so quickly. And the strange thing is, I looked down at my cat who was laying near my big pregnant stomach. She had just watched the whole thing and was looking directly towards the shadow too. When the shadow disappeared, she jumped off the bed and ran towards the wall, which is right next to the bedroom door. She then exited the room and I rolled over and went back to sleep. How? Right, I don't get this. Like, how do people experience something like this and just go back to sleep? I would be up fucking all night and probably the rest of the week until I like micro-slept and died. I don't get it. Like, yeah, usually I fall asleep pretty well, but if I've got something on my mind, I'd sleep like shit. I don't understand. How? Like, now I'm a weirdo too. I have like fucking nature sounds and thunderstorms on my phone playing on like a timer until I fall asleep because I'm a fucking man child. But it's something I've always done, okay? So fucking, it's a habit, alright? And you can't kick a habit. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Fucking shit. Sleep was no joke when I was pregnant. I am not sure, but to me, the shadow didn't feel attached to our house, but more like it was checking up on me. But maybe because I was pregnant. Maybe it's the ghost of a midwife. Nice. Free healthcare. Woohoo! The reason why I think this is because I didn't feel scared or uncomfortable. In fact, it just seemed startled by me instead. I mean, again, maybe it was a pervert. Maybe it was a fucking pervert ghost. I was just having a little fucking peeky look. Maybe it's into like pregnant women, you know. Everyone's got their king. This isn't the only experience I've had in my lifetime or in the residence itself. Another quick experience in this condo was when my mum was visiting after our baby was born. She told me she was awake in the living room one night, texting on her phone, and the baby's floor gym just flew across the floor. No explanation as to how, since we were all asleep and everything was still. I don't really know the exact history of our condo, but I think it was built in the early 90s, like me just saying. And no deaths, when I say, if you say it like you were built, that makes me think of something else. Moving on. It is a really quiet, small, and safe neighbourhood, so I think we've heard if something strange had happened here, and the result and would potentially result in a haunting. But the history of the town we live in is actually ancient. It was founded by Vikings in 997 AD. Not sure about the exact area we live in, though. I guess that's what I'm mostly wondering about, as it's the vibe of shadow people in general. I've read stories on it, and I thought they were menacing or creepy. Yeah, I've also read stories similar to mine where they were no bother at all. Strange how that is. It is strange, Unforgiven One. It is. Right, I am no expert here. As you all fucking know, I just have a mic and chat shit. But to me, it does seem that you can't just label a spirit, and you can't just label, what do you call it, like a category. These shadow people, they're not just all like, ooh, shadow people, bad, dark, black, negative, energy, sucking light out of room, must be evil. That's just bollocks. I was listening to another show. I do believe it was The Paranormal Portal, which is my favourite podcast. If you ever want to listen to a podcast, it is actually informative and really fucking good. Brent has got you covered. I, on the other hand, love The Paranormal just as much. I just am uncomfortable and make a lot of shit jokes. Whereas his is actually fucking good, so maybe you should check that out. And he has a lot of guests and professionals on there, whereas this is just me. There's no one. No one wanted to do a show. Well, actually, people do. I'm just too much of a fucking awkward, anxious mess to actually do a show with someone. So, yeah. Maybe that's just me. But yet, anyway, getting back to it, there just seems to be different types of, if you're a bad person in life, you're a bad person in death. You're good in life, you're probably going to be good in death. There's no kind of change just because you're dead. You're still the same person just in the afterlife now, right? That's what I think anyway. I don't think there's any, oh, I'm going to atone for my sins. I only murdered 7 people and fucking all that shit. Yeah, you're a bad person. You're a bad person, all right? But that is just my theory, so up to you what you believe in. Also, I'm really sorry about the sound. My mic keeps dropping. I think I may need a new mic stand. What a shit. Anyway, we have another story. Let's all go here at... Fuck. I almost forgot the name of the show. Fuck. Also, now my voice is cracking. What? It just goes to show how long I haven't done this. All my balls have finally just dropped. Congratulations, I'm only 27. So this story is by Artemist, and it's coming out of Utah in the United States. Random fact about Utah. I don't know. Let me just... This is going to be a new feature. Any new places? I'm going to pull you out a random fact so you can't say you haven't learned shit. Utah is where you can find the heaviest organisms on Earth. Wow. The trembling giant or pando in the Fish Lake National Forest is made up of 47,000 genetically identical trees that share a single root system. In addition to being notably massive, it's also among the oldest organisms on Earth. It's been alive for more than 80,000 years. Well... Bet you didn't fucking know that, did you? Well, also, this fact looks a bit more fun. The town of Levin, which is naval spelled backwards, is located in the middle of Utah. According to local lore, the town got its name because it sits on what would be the belly button of the state. Amazing. You learn something new every day. Don't say I don't teach you anything. So, Artemis has got a story about shadow people. This experience took place about 5 years ago. I was 17 at the time, and it was a really hot summer. Ah, nice. I miss hot summers. Actually, no, I don't know. I fucking hate hot summers. I hate the heat. Hate hot weather. I'd rather live in snow and rain all year round. I'm just weird. I was in my parents' bedroom looking for batteries for the TV remote when something felt just off. I didn't know how to explain or describe it. I looked up from the drawer I was digging in, and through the window, I saw a tall, dark, shadowy, blacker-than-black figure walk by the window. I watched as it moved quickly past the window. I wondered at first if it was my grandfather walking by. He lives in a sort of add-on apartment and often walks around the house to feed his dogs in the backyard. He's a big and tall dude, but this thing was taller, and its head was level with the top of the window frame. I ran to the second window on the other side of my parents' bed to see if I could get a better look at who or what it was. But it was gone, so was the weird feeling I had. I went outside later that night and measured the height of the window, because I'd seen people walk by that window before, and none of them even came close to being tall enough that the head was level with the top of the window. The shadow man would have had to be at least like 8 foot tall. Shit, that shadow man's playing for the fucking NBA. I saw the shadow figure again about a week later, and this time it was walking past the large windows of the front room. I got the same weird feeling, but again, it was gone. In an instant, just like the first sighting. I haven't seen it again since that time, though I sometimes still get the off feeling. After seeing it the second time, I decided to tell my brother about it, and he believes in ghost spirits and the like. He said they had seen something similar to what I described standing outside the window next to a storage shed we have in our backyard. You wonder if the shadow man is connected to something in the backyard, because both times I'd seen it, he was walking towards the backyard. How many times are we going to say backyard in this story, you fucking backyard? And my brother had seen it in the backyard. Backyard. Any ideas what this tall shadowy figure might be? It's lurking in our backyard. Fuck. Losing my mind. So, yeah, sightings of these shadow peoples are really... they're really common, which is worrying. Like, a lot of people kind of experience things like this. But then again, darkness can play tricks on your eyes. And I don't know, I do think there can be a lot of light trickery and light anomalies that can kind of play in part to these types of phenomena. I mean, I've kind of experienced not so much shadowy people, but like a darker than dark shadow creeping into my bedroom when I was a kid. And like turning off my TV and causing static and all that shit. But it was more like a dark and dark cloud. It wasn't like a visible figure or anything like that. But yeah, I hope you guys kind of dig that story. It's interesting. Like, shadow people don't seem like a really bad type of thing. They do... Like, shadow people don't really seem like a bad type of entity. That's the thing. It seems to vary. I personally haven't came across a bad shadow entity story yet, but I'm sure there's many out there, and you guys may even have your own kind of stories yourself about negative shadow people stories. So if you have, do let me know, because I don't know what to make of it. Although, at the time, it can be absolutely horrifying and scary as all hell. And actually... having that kind of experience, it never does anything negative, right? It's just kind of existing. And yeah, it's scary. You're seeing this thing that shouldn't be there, but that's the paranormal, right? I don't think you could write this off or any of the paranormal off as a super negative thing. I mean, unless we're talking about like possessions, which are just like destroying your health and your life. But yeah, shadow people... I don't think they're that bad. I don't think a lot of the paranormal is bad. I just think everything is energy, and the way it kind of manifests itself. I think shadow people are so common because it's easier to... This is just my theory. It's easier to remove light then create light, if that makes sense. So they can suck in that darkness or remove ambient light because it's easier to manifest than creating light, right? Yeah, I don't know where this is going, but you kind of get the gist, all right? We've got a few more stories. This one is by London user. This is a bit of a strange one. I've been looking for answers, but kept reading about unknown or shadows of the dead. Okay, fair. A few years ago, while staying with my parents, I was sleeping on the floor of my mum's room. We had a lot of guests over, and my niece was with her mum. And my... Why is the English language? Why would you have two words which make a perfectly grammatically correct and logical sentence? But it says had. It really fucking bugs me. We had a lot of guests over, and my niece was with my mum in our bed. I woke up quite late at night and saw my mum's shadow standing at the end of her bed. I was convinced it was her. I called out to her and asked if she was alright. My mum was answering from bed and the shadow didn't move. I thought she wanted to walk past my temporary bed to get to where the toilet was. In the morning when I asked her about it, she said she was in bed the whole night, and when we were talking, she was in bed. I decided not to sleep on the floor and shifted to bed with her. Yeah, I'd jump in bed with her after fucking chatting to a shadow creature. Fuck. The next night I heard whispering from the corner closest to my mum's side of the bed. My mum heard it, but thought it was my sister in the next room. It wasn't though. My sister came up to sleep a little later. This all stopped when we had prayers in my house for my wedding. Again, having prayers. Positive energy, if it's something you really believe in, it's gonna fucking sort shit out. Like anything, you believe it enough, yeah, it's gonna fucking manifest itself. So having all these prayers, having all these positive thought, it's cleansing, you know? I think. Anyway. Back to today, my dad is terminally ill and has to sleep downstairs as he can't go downstairs. I am really fucking sorry. Having anyone terminally ill sucks. And yeah, that must be incredibly tough. We're doing building work to build him a shower in the garage, so all the other rooms are full. I'm sleeping in my mum's room again. This time my mum was about to go check on my dad. She was sitting in the bed putting her trousers on, and she called my name. I was laying in bed still. When I answered, she said she thought I was standing next to her. Interesting. So this one. Right, I'm gonna try a little something here. I don't know if this will work. Basically, I need a new mic stand, and this one's annoying me. Bear with me, I'm gonna unscrew this fucker. Right, yes, I've gone a little bit free-handed because I've basically had to hold my mic. Because my mic stand is just fucking annoying me. Also, this mic is really fucking heavy, I didn't realise. But again, another story. It is weird how these things happen. I mean, today alone, I've heard many stories about shadow people and all that, but I haven't heard stories of entities and shadow people actually speaking. That's a new one. I didn't think that was actually possible. I always thought shadow entities, like I said, it's easier to kind of withdraw light and take it away and make a darkness manifestation. I always thought they were kind of a weaker type of spirit, if that makes any sense. Just purely because it's easiest to do. I didn't think they were capable of moving things or speaking. So that is really interesting and has kind of opened my mind a little bit. And I'm really sorry about your dad and I hope he is coping well. And I hope you're not experiencing these things. And if you are, I hope they're not negative. And you never know, it could be trying to help you. So fingers crossed. This next story is by Sane Psychopath. Something makes me think you're not sane, dude. Honestly, I've never been really interested in paranormal activity until now. I read books about murder and crimes, but never ghost stories. Let's say I never really thought about it that much. I'm part of a religious family that believes in angels and demons, but not like this. You see, ever since I started year 9, which is 13 years old in Christchurch, New Zealand, I've been seeing these things. I'm not crazy and I sleep and eat very well and my parents are strict, but these black, weird, unexplainable figures will dance around like hallucinations. Sometimes in my class they mock me by standing by my teacher. Sometimes I just know they're standing behind me when I'm trying to work. I'm saying sometimes because it doesn't happen very often, like once or twice a week. That's pretty often, dude. Like, that's once or twice a week. That's happening regularly. Like, I don't know about you, but that would freak me out. That's pretty regular, dude. Anyway. But when they do come, my brain just kind of forgets they're there as soon as they leave. And later on that day, I remember again and start to kind of think about it. The figures aren't quite what you'd expect. They don't move like figures. They move more like characters in a really laggy game. They have arms and legs, I think, but sometimes the limbs will come off and rejoin their bodies as they kind of move around. Some move around like animals, but with spines that shake and vibrate as they crawl. It's just disturbing. That sounds horrific. That sounds like... I read a book similar to that. In the Strange... I can't remember. But if I do, I will let you know. Because it was actually a really good story. It was actually a really good book. At night, sometimes these creatures will emerge from my wall and mess up stuff on my desk. Now I know this isn't a dream, I promise. Most of the time I'll just sit up and watch them. In the daytimes, they seem like shadows, only black. And at night, they look more like detailed. I think they're fur.
Furries. Demonic. Dog. Shadow. Furries. Fuck.
They look very skinny and bony with wide eyes and always smiling. There you go. They're just very happy to be there. They kind of look like human bunny. Ew. Oh no. They kind of look like human bunnies. I'm not a furry, I swear. It's okay, man. You're among friends here. Again, I'm not mentally ill or anything, even though my friends want me to see a doctor. I've researched and I've seen nothing matching my case. One link did take me to this website with a story sort of like mine, so I decided to write my, in capital italics, version down. Thanks, bye. Again, I mean, you're definitely not insane. These things do happen, but I think manifestations could be related more to you, I do believe. Like, I'm not saying you're a furry, but... No, I'm just kind of insulting you here. I don't know how to word this and not make it sound like you're a furry. That's not what I'm going for, but Uncle Lou says, you're a furry. Next. Oh, God, I'm fucking terrible at this. I'm out of practice, man. The tall black thing. Now, this may or may not be the last story. What is the time? 36 minutes. Yeah, it'll probably be the last story. So what do we want? We want multiple spirits around the house? Or the tall black thing. You know what? I'm going to go for multiple spirits around the house. Multiple sounds more exciting. If the tall black thing's let down, then at least this one's got multiple. I don't know why I throw it up like a vote. It's not like you guys can vote. So this all began around the beginning of March. And now this is in 2020 in Australia. Some background. I live in Western Australia in a suburb that has minor crime if you discount drug use. Oh, lovely. I've been living in this house for about 3 years without not much going on, except one case I may publish later. For now, up until this year, nothing has happened that I considered paranormal, with the aforementioned excluded, of course, which was a great comfort to me as I've been surrounded by such things from a very young age. So, to begin, my partner has been waking up with claw marks on his body, only in twos. Okay. I'm worrying. I have a fucking... demon, spirit, affair. You want to hope it's the third. We looked in it logically at first, but couldn't discern a cause. They were having violent dreams and were constantly forgetting things they normally wouldn't. They sleep alone due to current conditions facing the globe, and I cannot come into much contact due to that. But now I need to make an exception. I did some research and figured out what it was, but it's not that important right now, as I figured out how to deal with it. If it works, of course. Over the past 2 weeks, though, more things have been happening. I was beginning to project myself unintentionally. This is a frequent occurrence of mine, and my cat appeared out of nowhere next to my body. This didn't faze me at all until I realised they were in the same room with my partner. I, of course, confused, fell back down and called out to my partner. Immediately, they were at my side, climbing onto my left leg, and began to repeatedly kiss my thigh. Now, they would never do this if I called out. In fact, they would just yell out, "What?" So now, I am really scared. Now, I've had sleep paralysis before, and it's quite fleeting, and this lasted 2 hours at most. I threw the being pretending to be my partner off, and began vibrating on a higher frequency, and this seemed to work, but not all that well. It still kept trying to come back, and after a while, it gave up realizing it's not the first time I've had to do these kind of things. I managed to wake my partner and confirm what happened, and it was definitely not them. And I haven't had to deal with anything since, or rather, for now. Does that make sense? And I haven't had to deal with anything since, or rather, for now. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm watching you. But the issue I'm facing now is my poor daughter. 8 days ago, according to her, there has been something outside her window. It has no face and resembles a shadow person, except for its face has a white outline. In my research, these specific beings are native to Australia, as I have not seen anyone speaking of white outlines outside of this country. I definitely haven't heard of it either. Jesus Christ, that sounds fucking... as if shadow people weren't scary enough, have a white outline of a face. Now it's like a fucked up mime. I have no clue as to what exactly it is, other than it being a shadow person. She told me on the fifth day, which annoys me since I've repeatedly told her to tell me when things like this occur. So I inspected the area where she told me, inside first. I saw nothing, but I felt something, so that alone told me it was something else. After checking outside and seeing nothing that could resemble what she described, I asked her a few questions. Now this is set up like a little interview here. Nice. How long has it been?
5 days, Mom.
What are its features?
It sees through and it has face with white all around it.
Fuck. Ignore me. Is it a boy, a girl, or other?
It's a boy.
Does it have hair, or is it hooded? Does it wear a hat? Is it tall?
It has no hair, and I just don't know.
Does it talk to you? Have you spoken to it? Has it done anything?
No, it just stares at me.
How do you feel?
Freaked out.
Right, and that concludes the interview. God, I should be a fucking voice actor. You know what? That's going to be my new course in life. I'm going to be a voice actor. Here we go. You wait, watch this fucking space. If anyone needs a monotone dude, who... Actually, say monotone, I can go fucking high. Yeah, my voice is pretty low, but I can put on some hair mail and I'll fucking blow your mind. Now, with all that in hand, I could tell what it was and had a very good description from a six-year-old. Please keep in mind these answers were instant, so she didn't have time to think for a second, which amplifies my belief of her. I told her that I cannot see it, but I do see one without a white outline. It is standing straight looking right at me. This naturally frightened her, but she said the other one was still there looking in the same direction at her height, not mine. It was looking towards her bed exactly where she sleeps. She also said she hasn't been dreaming since it arrived. Now, for the past 2 days, I've been trying to figure out what to do. After positioning myself outside where she sees the face and doing as she instructed, I've figured out that it's not her height. It is, in fact, crouching. Ooh, that's creepy. Doing like a little fucking grudge walk or some shit. Yeah. The other one I was unsure of, so I went to my go-to. I cleansed the house and put together some salt urns for everyone in the house. I also drew up some protective sigils, one for my partner, one for my daughter, and one for the lounge room. Also, one for my partner to take to work. Then, I drew on the main windows and front door, in olive oil, an anti-demon sigil. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Now, yes, I am almost finished. There has been 3 occurrences where they tried to enter the premises. 2 were before the sigils and salt urns, and the first was my fly screen door being opened at around 4:15 a.m. The second was the most terrifying so far. I heard a knock at the door and it was 4:45 a.m. And when I went to inspect the door, I heard the squeaking of the latch at the back door. I've never been so insulted in my life. What? Why were you insulted? What, because it outsmarted you? Fair enough. After the second is when I went on the offensive and drew everything up. I just remembered, sorry, I'm a sloppy rider and forget things, but before I get to the comments, yes, I did ask them what they wanted and if they would leave. The ruse with the front and back door was my response, obviously. And the third one was when I was making dinner for the return of my partner from work. There was a knock at the door, then that I didn't hear, mostly because I'm a bit deaf, and my daughter called out immediately to me and told me. There was no one there, of course, and it was the exact time, my partner would have shown up if the bus times had returned back to normal. So with everything I can do being done until the next full moon, May the 14th here in WA, Washington, I think, I'm learning. I've learned a few small things, but I am confused about one thing, which is why I'm here. The first is that the shadow I saw next to the one I couldn't is a demon. Why? Because it's at the only window without the sigil I drew. The second, I have to wait until the next full moon to remove my partner's problem, which I believe is a direct correlation to everything that's happening. I wouldn't think this if I wasn't attacked myself and said I'd take care of it as best as I could. And lastly, I have no idea of the one crouching with the white outlined face, so I don't know what to do with it, as it's still there, sigil and all. We're safe for now, but if I don't stay vigilant and keep things up, I'm afraid of what might happen to my family. What's more, my daughter just heard one speak. This is news to me, and they've never spoken before. But apparently it said this is our house. Cliche, I know, but this is what she told me. Can anyone ID this being outside watching my daughter? What do I do it to make it stop siphoning her dreams? It's like a statue, it doesn't move an inch no matter what I do. I don't want to be stuck until the next full moon and hoping to remove the one attached to my partner in turn removes the others. What if they are still there? What if the ritual doesn't work? I will take any advice that I can. I've never been stuck before with anything, so in advance I'd like to thank you all for reading, but advice is why I'm here. Also, I know this was long and to be honest far-fetched, but it is honest to God what is going on, and I'm frightened, and I cannot protect my family like I have and our lives together. Now, yeah, that is really deep, and I am sorry to hear that, and sorry you're kind of experiencing these things. But Jesus Christ, I mean, you've done everything right. You've done, like, salt urns, you've done fucking sigils on the walls, and you may as well start drawing in fucking blood. Like, you're a professional, man. And you've somehow ended up on my show, and for someone like me who doesn't know what the fuck is going on, like, that's almost more insulting. But I do find the story that the spirit outsmarted you was fucking hilarious. Sorry, I'm such a dick, but you came running to the front door because you were like, oh no, ghost. And it just fucked with you and started banging on the back door. Genius, I love that ghost. The whole crouching white face thing sounds fucking terrifying, and I hope you get that sorted out. Because, yeah, that's the shit of nightmares. Also, there is a story myself. So, if you followed the Instagram for, oh, God knows when I started this, one of the first few pictures I put up was of my family's house, and there was a handprint on the door, peered out of nowhere, kind of looks like a claw, really freaky, right? Kind of upside down, looked like they were crawling, twisted, demonic, fucked up. Basically, that was a year ago to the day yesterday. And my sister took a video or a Snapchat or some shit last night and sent it to me, and there's this weird face that appeared behind her. Now, she gets all the weirdest shit happening to her because she's now got my old bedroom. And yeah, like, some serious freaky stuff happened, and she seems to get it all now, so good luck. But I will post that to the Instagram because it was fucking terrifying. And yeah, that is the end of the episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, as always. If you want to help in any way, the best thing you can do is go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Just be honest, I'm not expecting 5 stars, but if you want to give us 5 stars, that would be great. I hope you have enjoyed. I'm going to be sticking around. I hope this isn't just a one-off kind of thing. I'm going to be trying to stick with it, get back in the routine of weekly uploads, and fingers crossed, everything's set up now, so nothing can really go wrong. The only thing I really need to do is sort out this mic arm, because my arm is like dead from holding this mic. I didn't realize it was that fucking heavy, and when you've been holding it for like a whole show, it's pretty fucking exhausting, man. But anyway, I have been Lou. This is THS, That Haunted Show. Come join us on the socials. Leave a review on the bio on the Instagram. There's links for everywhere on every major Spotify. We're on every major podcast platform. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, all that shit. And yeah, come check us out. I fucking love you guys. It has been a long time. And I hope you guys have kept with it, and I hope you guys are listening to this episode and stuck with me. So as always, stay safe, stay spooky, and good night.